Good morning. It's Tuesday, February 22nd, and this is Julie Daffron with your Laredo Morning Times update. Laredo Independent School District is looking to save an additional $1.2 million by cutting the number of campus technology trainers and bilingual education strategists. The affected trainers and strategists will be reassigned to open teacher slots or other vacancies that are budgeted for this fiscal year. A group of parents with the United Independent School District have approached the Board of Trustees to request a track for Alexander High School. It's the only school within the district without one. Trustees expressed concern about the economy and said the track may have to wait. A budget passed by the U.S. House of Representatives cuts community development block grant funding by 62%. And at a meeting tonight, the Laredo City Council is scheduled to discuss a resolution supporting the current funding levels. The cuts would affect low and moderate income families. Also, two UISD police officers have been placed on administrative leave after they were arrested in separate instances. 32-year-old Ruben Reyes Jr. has been charged with criminal mischief, and 31-year-old Jose Luis Santos has been charged with filing a false accident report. And Robert Marshall was honored by the Laredo International Fair and Exposition Monday night as the 2011 Rancher of the Year. For additional information on these stories and more, pick up today's edition of Laredo Morning Times.